Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. All right, so here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know, but I feel like it is a joke now that it's like, everyone's like, dang, how many times have I already said the word like? Everyone acts as if, no, I'm actively trying not to say the word like. Anyways, everyone these days acts like, oh, let me just, we could start a podcast. We could start a podcast. Yeah, all you have to do is buy a mic and then just like record. The reason why I'm saying this is because I was just messing around with the knobs on my mic. And I think I might have just fixed my background sound issue. Because my gain was up and I feel so dumb, and I feel like, watch this actually sound horrible, but I feel like this could be the best sounding podcast yet. And it only took me 22 episodes. I am highly embarrassed, but you know what? I'm human and it happens. And once again, this is just for fun. Also, last episode, the audio, I was eating the mic the entire time. Volume, out the window, spiking the mic continually throughout the, I don't know, like 45, 50 minutes that I was talking. So that's great. Let me try not to do that again. Yeah. How's everyone's week going? Or how was everyone's week? Let me state it like that, since I post this on a Monday. How was everyone's week? Mine? Oh, thank you guys for asking. Mine was good. The weather is finally nicer. Put the winter coat away, washed it, and it's done for the season. If it gets cold, I'll freeze. I don't care. Call me Frosty. You know what? Call me Jack Frost. Because that's what I'd rather turn into than pull my winter coat back out this year. The seasonal depression needs to come to an end because its wide impact needs to be over. The rain is over. but I walked home from work a couple days last week and it was so nice. Now, did I walk to work? No. But did I? I don't know. Did I talk about how I missed... I didn't miss the bus missed me. And that's not me saying that because like I wasn't at my bus stop on time. I was. And well, like I was walking up to it and it was pulling up and it was dropping someone off. So like it times out to where I make it. They drove right past me. I was waving my arms. Everybody on the bus saw me. Bus driver didn't not care. And if I waited, I would have been late. So I walked to work when it was, the feels like was negative 15. I feel like I've talked about this. Oh, well, if I did, here it is again. And it was one of those moments where it felt like on... Do you guys remember that scene on the Pirates of the Caribbean? I think it's on... Is it Dead Man's Chest? Dead Man's Curse? I don't know. The Davy Jones one. Where they like snap their toes off because they're so cold. That's what I felt like. That's what my legs felt like. I felt like what I'm assuming Yellow Jackets in the TV show felt like when they were enduring winter out there with like no winter gear, whatever they made from their suitcases for their spring or fall trip for their soccer game. It was brutal. It was brutal and not very nice, because that was the literal one of the coldest days in Chicago this winter. I feel like there haven't been too many, maybe like a week's worth of really cold days, and that day it just was the feels like, because the wind was so cold. But anywho, but yeah, with it being spring, it's felt so nice. I've had my windows open. I turned my heat off, which I found out I can turn off my heat. Had no idea I could do that. And I did. And it's been wonderful. The fresh air. There is something... excuse me. There is something about just having your windows open. I'm a big advocate for that. Ever since I was a kid, like, my parents, we've always had the windows open. Like, some people don't have screens in their windows. Did you know that? Some people don't put their screens in. And I find that so odd, because that basically means you're just not going to open your windows. That feels so claustrophobic to me when I think about that. And I'm not even the one doing it, but just the idea of it makes me be like, like, I can't breathe. But yeah, I love having the windows open. We used to always have the windows open too when there was like a thunderstorm. Not like a bad storm, okay? Don't blow it out of proportion. But I love hearing the rain. I love like just hearing the thunderstorm. In my childhood bedroom, I could always see like a storm rolling in from like my angle. I don't know. It was really interesting how I could see that, because my window looked at the side of a house that had like no windows or anything. Like that side didn't, because I think it was like their garage. But I always somehow could see like a storm rolling in, and it was so satisfying. You could see like it getting dark, and ooh, I just love that weather. I love spring. I love fall. And I'm so excited for it to be here. I'm so excited. It gives me like goosebumps. Yeah. Did I say I'm excited? I'm excited. It's just been so nice in the fresh air. And I feel like the fresh air like circulating your home or your space is so cleansing. And it's just, just let the world in. Why not? And it is interesting too, because I feel like today in Chicago, it's been pretty quiet. Watch me jinx that. But it's been pretty quiet, and it's kind of weird when it's that quiet outside. Like, I've gotten really used to the like ambient sounds of Chicago, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's like my little sound machine. Like, I always have to have my fan on. I think I've talked about that, but once again, I get claustrophobic if I don't feel some circulation of air, which I am kind of feeling that right now, not having my fan on. Where was I going with that? Sound machine. I don't know what it was leading into. Wow. Isn't that embarrassing at how quick my thoughts can go? I don't know. It's just really, it's nice having the sounds. And sometimes it can get annoying with the bar next to me. But it's not too shabby. I usually can like sleep through that stuff, but I don't know. It's like a little, it's like Chicago tucking me in at night. It's singing me a little bedtime story, and it's cop cars. but yeah, it's been really nice here. It's going to get a little cold. It's been kind of cold this weekend, but it's not unbearable, you know? But yeah, it's been really nice, and I'm really looking forward to it continuing in that direction. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, this isn't even on my list to talk about. But, so I found out that on, when is it? It's on April 10th. So, okay, April 10th. Bookmark that. There is this Harry Potter experience in Chicago, and it's like a big store that you can go to, but it's like immersive. Think of like Wizarding World of Harry Potter, like Universal, but a store. That, you know what? That sounded really dumb. That was so many words for something that I already explained, and I made it sound like I was going to explain it differently. Oh my gosh. Anywho. It's a really cool store, and they have like butterbeer and stuff like that. And if you're a Harry Potter fan, you love butterbeer. This might sound really dumb, but is there alcoholic butterbeer? If there is, I haven't had it and I need to try it, because I feel like that would taste good, because just a regular butterbeer. I remember the last time I went to Universal, my boyfriend at the time and I, we went there because he was visiting me in Florida, and we went and got butterbeer, and no joke, we had, I think like six, and that's insane. I think there were, I'm doing the math. Got the normal ones, and then we got the frozen ones, and then we got the normal ones again. It's so good. It's probably so bad for you, and I don't want to know the sugar contents of it. I just want to live in joy and feeling like I'm having my butterbeer at in like Hogsmeade or something. I remember, oh, what did they say? When Ron's like, what you think's in there? Or that Mad-Eye Moody's drinking, and Harry's like, I don't think it's pumpkin juice. I don't think he says fink. I don't think it's pumpkin juice. I don't know. That line's always funny to me. It makes me think of that. But, okay, as I was saying, wow. So in New York, they have a store like that, and it's a really big deal that it opened. Well, on April 10th, they are opening one in Chicago, like a permanent store. Hopefully it lasts and stays. I think it will, because I think it's a really perfect, like, tourist spot. I think it's going to be so perfect because we don't have a Disney store. There's not many Disney stores left. We don't have one here. But there's nothing that, like, for the whole family, I feel like, on the Magnificent Mile, Michigan Avenue. I feel like there's not a lot for the whole family. Like, there's a bunch of, like, really bougie stores and stuff like that. And they have, like, the really cool, like, three-story or four-story Starbucks. It's the, like, artisan. Oh, my God. I'm so dumb. Artisan. I was going to say artesian. That's so dumb. That's a very Haley thing for me to say. They have, like, the artisan, like, coffees and stuff like that. I'm really dumb. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. but they have, like, that. I can't get over that. But they're opening that on April 10th. And now my mom's and my birthday is in April. And so it's just perfect timing. I can't wait to go there and experience it and see what it's like. And apparently it's going to... So... Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is my favorite Harry Potter book and movie. I love it. It's a close second, possibly tied as Order of the Phoenix. I also love book 5 and movie 5. My voice keeps cracking. It's because I barely talk today because I've been at home, like, doing nothing all day. So bear with me here. Minus, like, 2 FaceTimes I think I've done today. But... apparently this whole store is going to be themed after the Goblet of Fire. So they're going to have, like, the egg, the mermaid, stained glass. They're going to have, like, the actual Goblet of Fire, not the actual, but you know what I mean? Well, maybe it's the actual, they borrowed it from the Ministry of Magic. I can't speak. What is going on? This isn't a new realization of mine, but come on, Haley. But apparently too, there's gonna be this whole, like, butterbeer bar thingy, and it's, like, themed after a Chicago speakeasy. So I think that's just gonna be a really cool vibe of it. And it's 4 blocks from my apartment. 4 blocks. I'm so excited. It's so perfect. It's gonna be awesome. And I feel like I'm going to be there all day, or every day is what I meant to say. Also, I'm a merch girl. Have I talked about this? I think I have. But, like, if I'm going to a play, some concert, literally anything, and there's a merch table, I'm going to go peruse the merch. And I will most likely, 8 times out of 10, always walk away with some form of piece of merch. And so you can bet your Hufflepuff booties. I don't know what that was supposed to be. It was supposed to be funny and it wasn't. Bear with me. I will be walking away with Chicago Harry Potter merch. Hello. Of course I will. And I'll rep it. I'm so excited. But I do feel like I need to, like, I don't know, draw the reins a little bit. But there's a sweatshirt that they posted on the Instagram post, and it looks really cool. It says Chicago. So I feel like I need it. I just did that with Camp Rock, with a Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt that says Chicago. And I had to get it because the Hard Rock is closing. And I needed to commemorate the Hard Rock. And I've literally wanted it since my birthday last year. So why not go get it, you know, if you've wanted it for almost a year? But yeah, so that's really exciting. And I think a big deal for Chicago as far as, like, stores and things to do and things like that. It's just fun. It's obviously not something that you can realistically go to every day. So even though I said that, I won't. But every once in a while, I like to go to the American Girl store. Yeah, I'm going to go look through the dolls and look at all their fun clothes and accessories. Heck, yeah, same with Lego. And now we have the Harry Potter Experience store. And I think that's so cool. It's so cool. Back in, when was that? I think it was, oh, it was February of 23. My sister and I went to Water Tower Place and we were walking around. They had this Harry Potter Experience thing that you could go to, but they also had the shops. And that was cool, but it was just kind of, they have like a bunch of different things that go in that spot. So it's like rotates kind of works. It's not the word I'm looking for, but it's like different experiences and for the seasons and stuff like that. So that was temporary, but I'm really excited about that. I guess I'm excited about a lot of things right now. Let's peruse at my notes and see what I wrote down, because I feel like I wrote some stuff. Oh, so since I mentioned how I've literally been doing nothing, that's a lie. I have been watching White Lotus, and I started it, when did I start it? Yesterday, early afternoon. I love it. I have 1.5 episodes left. There's 3 seasons. There's only 2 episodes of the 3rd season out right now. But the first season was 6 episodes, second was 7. They are hour-long episodes, so that is me admitting that I've dedicated 13 hours to White Lotus so far. But hey, it's my weekend. I'm not going to have another weekend like this where I literally have nothing for maybe a month. So I'm soaking it up, you know, no hate. No judgment. I've done some stuff around the place, but that doesn't matter. I could do nothing. And it's what I want to do with my time. That's me telling myself this. But yeah, so in total, I'll have 15 hours about to White Lotus since I have 2 hours. I have the 2 new episodes left. But I love the show. I think it's great. I really was kind of put off about it for a while just because I'm like that way. I know I've talked about that on here where things are like hyped a lot and then it for some reason makes me not want to watch it or listen or whatever, like indulge in it. But I really like it. I like how it's set up. I do wish, I don't know, season 3. I said I have the 2 episodes to go. I'm like 20 minutes into the first episode. I'm not sure how I feel about the casting yet. I'm kind of like, meh. First season was really good, but the second season, I loved the characters. I love Lucia, there we go, and Mia. I love them. I don't know, they're fun. And I wrote down one of my favorite lines, and, Jennifer Coolidge said it. I just think it's hilarious. And she said, "Do you know these gays?" She says another line too, but I don't want to say anything because it totally spoils it. But it's just so funny that this whole conversation interaction that she was having, it's literally in the last episode, but she said, "Do you know these gays?" And it's just so funny and kind of like out of pocket. But I really liked that interaction. It's one of those comedy moments that I feel like you weren't expecting. But yeah, I really like the show. I think Max is doing really well with it. It's just fun. And I like the idea too, where it's about like a resort, but each season is a different location of the resort. So the first season they're in Hawaii and then they're in, I think, Sicily in the second season. And now I think, are they in Thailand? I think they're in Thailand in the 3rd season. So I just think that's a really cool concept too, because it's still all this like resort. It all has like that unified feeling of the same location, but they have like their different things that they offer that are like area specific. So I just think it's fun. I did really like the first season too. But yeah, it's just been, I was like, I need a show to watch this weekend that's not me hopping from movie to movie or like starting something for 20 minutes and not liking it. And I was like, I kind of want to watch White Lotus. Let me give it a try. Because it also just looked like one of those shows that I wasn't going to be interested in for some reason. But I knew that there was like a mystery or like it's not mystery though, but it's just kind of like drama. But I don't know how to explain it. But it's literally like one of the like perfect stylings, styles, stylized. I don't know. It's just like, I just really like the style of this show. There we go. That works. Yeah, you can totally tell that I've barely been talking aloud today. Yeah, but it's fun. I like the costuming too in the second season. I love that like Italian look of, I don't know, everything being like breezy, but you can also be like sophisticated look. And it's very like for the women, it's very feminine, but it's very like badass, like boss woman. I love that style. So it's really fun to see them like play around with textures and different like materials and stuff. So that's my little costuming nerding out. What did I write down? Oh, okay. So this weekend too, I really like Malibu. Malibu is like, not that I'm out here drinking all the time. Let me clarify and clear the air. I'm not. But every once in a while, a little Malibu is fun. So my preferred method of consuming that is Malibu with Diet Coke. And I recently, I think it was like, it was a couple months ago. I think it was in January. Cause yeah, I guess we're in March now. That's weird. It was in like mid-January. I had a small bottle of Malibu and I had Diet Coke. And then I had coffee creamer I was trying to get rid of. And it's the caramel macchiato coffee creamer. And I was like, I wonder if I could just splash some of that in there. Because do you guys know what Utah sodas are? I think that's what they're called. But like in Utah, it's very popular to put like creamer or like products like that in your soda to make it like a fun drink. Because I believe in the Mormon church, you're like not supposed to drink alcohol. I could be wrong, so I'm not saying that as fact. I'm just saying that as what could possibly be true, what I've heard, I think. I think that's true, but I don't know. But it's very popularized, like putting creamers and stuff like that in different sodas and making like different concoctions and stuff like that. And I was like, I wonder if I put a little creamer in this, if it would taste good. It's so good. Just do a little like, literally that. Of coffee creamer. Now I'm sure it depends on the type that you do. So caramel macchiato for some reason with original Malibu and Diet Coke, I think is so good. It's like a shake. Like it tastes incredible. So that's been my little treat to myself this weekend. Just a little bit of it. And it was so funny. I FaceTimed my dad to show him and then I FaceTimed my mom. I was drinking it out of my American Girl official tumbler that I bought when my family and I went, I think like in October. And I said to my dad, I was like, yeah, this is actually the fountain of youth. drinking Malibu out of an American Girl tumbler. So if you want to know the recipe of Fountain of Youth, I just gave it to you. Do what you will with that information and you're welcome. I charge by the second, so you'll be getting the invoice in the mail. So yeah, gosh, I feel like I'm like, I don't know what that was supposed to be. It was funny because this morning when I woke up, the crazy thing is that since I wake up at around 6 a.m. every single day for work. So Monday through Friday, I wake up at 6 a.m. I used to wake up at 5 and then I pushed it to 5:15. Then I pushed it to 5:30. And I was like, you know what? I could probably do 6. So now I get up at 6 every day and it works. Technically, my alarm goes off at 5:51 And since the snooze button is exactly 9 minutes, if you can change that, let me know, because I've looked it up and I have no idea how to do it. I would love for it to be 10 minutes, not 9. But since the snooze button lasts for 9 minutes, I set my alarm for 5:51. So then after I hit snooze on that one, I'll wake up at 6. So I give myself that 9 minutes. And sometimes that 9 minutes is so valuable, because that 9 minutes will feel like another half hour. I've had that some days where I'm like, oh, I just went right back into a deep sleep and now I feel so much more well rested. But on weekends, it's so annoying because since I wake up at 6, my sleeping in is like 7:30. So yesterday, being Saturday, I woke up at 7:30 and I did laundry. I woke up and did laundry, and my laundry was done by, I think, like 8:45 something, maybe 9. And it was done that fast. And then I went and laid back in bed. But my laundry was done at that early in the morning. But today when I woke up, I think I woke up at 8 today, so really sleeping in. Also, if you can hear background noises, I think my neighbor just got home and they're making clattering, arose such a clatter sounds. Do you guys remember that from the Santa Claus? No? Okay. But I woke up this morning and I was laying there and I was watching White Lotus, go figure. And I was like, what is that sound? What is that? And I started to get excited because I thought that it was the Weezers. And I don't mean Island in the Sun Weezers. Hip, hip. I mean like Weezers, like cicadas. I thought it was the sound of cicadas. And I was like, that makes no sense. What do you mean? It's, what is it? Today is the 2nd of March and there are cicadas outside? No way. And I started to get really excited though, because I'm like, it's almost spring and summer, even though this is like seasonally not the time that cicadas would be out. And so, but here I am, a little Midwesterner that's excited about the sound of cicadas, because that means warmer weather. And I eagerly get out of bed and run to my bathroom window, open the window, and hey, it's just the sound of a table saw. I don't know why it sounded like cicadas, but it did. And I was highly let down. But I don't want cicada apocalypse again. I don't think we're going to have that again, right? I never saw it, but in my college hometown, I saw TikToks and it was horrible. It was covering all of the trees. Those little suckers. Ooh. When I was a kid, one of my dad's really close friends, and my mom's, oh my gosh, can you guys hear that? That is the random sound that my sink will make. Could you just hear that, like, gurgling, like, low-key farting sound? That's literally the random sound my sink will make every once in a while. It's so weird. I don't know what it means, but it's the smoke monster from Lost. I can promise you that. Anyways, back to my parents' friend. But when I was playing outside one day, I think him and his family were over for like a cookout or something at our house. But he put a cicada shell on his shirt, and I was horrified by that. I still remember. It was so gross looking and just nasty. I don't like it when people do that. It's so gross. Cicada. Now I'm just imagining a little cicada dancing in a belly skirt. Shaking its hips, even though I don't think it has hips. Probably doesn't. It has an exoskeleton. But yeah, I thought there were cicadas on the 2nd of March when it's 30-something degrees outside. Yeah. That was in my notes. What else did I have? Oh, okay. So this is funny. Back on my alarm/clock app. So sometimes when I'm on my phone, I'll go to click on the clock app, right? And I'm staring at the app I opened. And I'm staring and I know something doesn't look right. But I realize I'm looking at the weather app. and my alarm clock is not in the weather app. And sometimes to check the weather, I go to Apple Maps. I don't know why I do this. I don't realize it till a few, maybe like 10 seconds of being in the app that I'm like, why did I click on this? Oh, I need the weather. Maybe I should actually go to the weather app, not Apple Maps. Does anybody else do this? Or is it just me? Am I that dumb? Because that's happened so many times, dude, where I literally will be setting my alarm for the morning and I open up the weather app and I'm just staring at the weather when I entirely in my brain think I'm staring at the clock app. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, there is a couple brain cells gone. Maybe a whole colony at this point. I don't know. But yeah, I had to write that down that I do that because I thought that was that's my little dumb hot take. It's not even a hot take. I don't know. It's just a take. It's a lukewarm take. But yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I think my brain just shut off. So I guess we'll know tomorrow, but as of right now, the Oscars are tonight. And Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande open the Oscars, and I'm so excited and nervous. I'm so nervous. But I'm wondering, I've seen people theorize about this. Do we think that we are going to get a Wicked Part 2 for good? Well, Wicked for good. I wonder how that what's the title order? Because it's Wicked for good, but it's Wicked Part 2 because it was Wicked Part 1 in the opening, in the title card. What do we think? Oh my gosh. You know what? Let's do this. This will be fun. I'm going to make my predictions. Wait, this is going to be so fun. Hold up. So let's look up Oscar nominations 2025. Okay. And I feel like I have watched enough of the films this year to have a decent opinion. Maybe. Okay. Actually, no, I haven't. Okay. So Best Picture is Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Amelia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. So for some reason, Amelia Perez is getting so much love and stuff like that when I just think it's such a joke. Like, I understand the story of it and that importance, but it's a joke on TikTok. Like, it's embarrassing. And for it to be even considered, like, a musical, I hate that. I hate that so much. And so many people were trying to get it replaced or, like, taken out of the running because of the director's, like, tweets or something like that. You know how someone unearths something and then they're, like, canceled or in trouble. Well, that's basically happening, I'm pretty sure, with that. I've heard a lot of good things of A Complete Unknown. And that's the, is that Buddy Holly? No, what is that? Buddy Holly? A Complete Unknown. Bob Dylan, what am I saying? Why am I saying Buddy Holly? See, this is why I have my phone and look things up. I've heard really good things about that. The Substance, I think, was really good, but I don't know if that would win, like, Best Picture. I mean, but of course I want it to be Wicked. I'm literally wearing my Wicked pants and my Wicked zip up trying to manifest a bunch of wins from the Oscars for Wicked. Oh, my sink's making the sound again. It's so weird. I don't know. It's just possessed. I don't know. I don't really know any of the other ones. Literally me less than 4 minutes ago saying, I've seen a lot of the movies, so I feel like, come on, Haley, what are you talking about? I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking A Complete Unknown. But I feel like that one is always one that you don't think is going to win it. Director. Sean Baker, Brady Corbett, James Mangold, Jacques Audiard, sorry, or Coralie Fargate. I don't, you know what, I'm gonna skip this category because I don't know. Maybe let me just make a random guess. How about that? Let's say Brady Corbet, the brutalist actor. Oh my gosh, Sebastian Stan. What if Sebastian Stan won? That'd be iconic for The Apprentice. Timothy Chalamet just received an award for a Complete Unknown. So Timothy Chalamet, Sebastian Stan, Coleman Domingo, Adrian Brody, I know that name. Ralph Finnis. I'm sorry guys, I gotta look up what Adrian Brody. Oh, that guy. What is The Brutalist? Oh, this movie. Okay, I remember seeing the poster or whatever advertisements for that. I'm gonna say Sebastian Stan. Why not? I haven't seen The Apprentice, but I don't know. I just would love to see Sebastian Stan win because I love him. But also, I'm a big Timothy Chalamet. I'm gonna pull for him too. Okay, actress. I'm just gonna skip everyone and say Cynthia Erivo because I just think she needs to win. Or Demi. How do people say it? Demi Moore. That sounds right. Sure. She was really good in The Substance too. So I would love for it to be a toss up between them. Supporting actor. I don't know any of these. I'm going to say Kiernan Culkin. Why not? In A Real Pain. Sorry, I'm not going to list some of these people because I don't know how to say their names. Supporting actress. Oh, man, I really want it to be Ariana Grande. Please, God, please. Okay, but also, why didn't, what's her name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Let me see. Actress. Why didn't Margaret Qualley get a nomination for supporting actress for The Substance? Because she really deserved one. She killed that. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of cheap to not give her one. But, oh well. I don't know. I really want Ariana Grande to win. I so badly do. I think it'd be really awesome. Just a big win for her. I also love Felicity Jones. She's up for The Brutalist. So I think that would be cool too. Because I love Jyn Erso. But did you guys know this? If Cynthia Erivo wins an Oscar tonight, she will have an EGOT. So she will have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Because she's just missing the Oscar. I really want her to win so bad. I want her to have an EGOT. Oh, man. Let's do one other one because, not gonna lie, I'm kind of bored. Oh, let's do animated short film because that's always kind of fun. Beautiful Men. And it's so funny, too, because I never know what they are. Let me look up and see. That's a lot of work. I have so many tabs open. It's so overwhelming. Okay, wait. Beautiful Men, In the Shadow of Cyprus, Magic Candies, Wander to Wonder, and Yuck. I'm going to say Yuck or Wander to Wonder. I just feel like those could be fun. Those could be fun. And those are going to be my guesses. Ooh, wait. Original song. Should we do that? Okay, nothing. Dang, slamming their doors. Come on now, people. Is there nothing like... I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. There are two Emilia Perez songs for original song nominated. Have y'all heard the songs from that? It's embarrassing. Look up the Doctor one, okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up the Doctor one. That's all I'm going to say. It's talking about sex change operation. It's so bad and embarrassing. I don't know. Okay, two Emilia Perez, one from Sing Sing, which I've heard a lot of good things about Sing Sing. I think it's about like the arts and something about like a prison or something like that and like the inmates. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's that movie. So I'm going to say Like a Bird from Sing Sing. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay, wait. Original score, The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Wild Robot. Wow, I cannot speak. I want it to be Wicked so bad, but also The Wild Robot, I never saw it. I've yet to see it because I do want to see it. I was going to see it with a friend, but I don't know. It just didn't happen. So I think it could be a toss up between either two of those. Oh, visual effects. Low key. Okay, wait. I didn't see the new Planet of the Apes. Was there one that came out? Yeah, there was. Wait, I need to see that. Sorry. Visual effects, Alien Romulus, Better Man, Dune Part 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Okay, that's a mouthful. If you have of the in there twice, you gotta do some revisions. That's gotta be workshopped a little bit. Wicked. Oh, wait. They just didn't highlight the film editing. Okay, it's only 5. I thought it was a list of 10. It's Wicked. Visual effects, Alien Romulus, low-key should get that. Because they had that, oh, I don't know his name, but the, like, very tall, he's probably in college, maybe he's older, but, like, he was known for being, like, super tall high school kid that played basketball. Well, he's in that. Like, he plays, like, the alien, the xenomorph, morphed baby human thingy, and it's him in there. Like, it's insane. I think they should get that for visual effects, low-key. And then let's do costume design. Mind you, I've only seen 2 of the movies that are listed. So, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Gladiator 2, Nosferatu, and Wicked. I really think Wicked should get it. I really think Wicked should get it. It's so beautiful, and, like, I want Wicked. Sorry, I just breathed in the mic. I want them to get it so bad. Oh, makeup and hairstyling though. A Different Man. Emily Perez. I keep saying Emily. Have I been saying Emily this whole time? Amelia. That's embarrassing. Amelia Perez. Have I been saying Emily? Amelia. I don't know. Well, only you guys know. Because I'm not listening back to this. Okay, makeup and hairstyling. A Different Man, Emilia Perez, Nosferatu, The Substance, and Wicked. I feel like The Substance or Nosferatu for sure. It has to be one of those. Because there's like, I don't know, there's such like special effects makeup in those. And I think that that's very intriguing. I haven't seen everything, obviously, on this list, as I was so confidently saying. I have seen a lot of movies this year, but I guess they're just not Oscar nominated movies. But so those are my Oscar winner predictions. So I'm going to give either of my parents the job of writing them down, and then we will look back on it next week to see which ones I was correct about, and if I was correct at all. Please, just please give Cynthia Erivo. Please, I would love Ariana to get one too. It's just, oh my gosh. What is this feeling so sudden and true? I felt the moment I laid eyes on you. And that's how they're going to feel about their little Oscar. Like, come on. That would be incredible. And also, I just think it would be awesome to get the Wicked for Good Part 2 trailer after their opening performance. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see it. I don't think I can watch it live, but I'm almost 100% sure that my parents are going to record it, and then I'm going to go back and watch the recording. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Wow, I was getting really nervous there at 20 minutes that I wasn't going to be able to talk for about 25. Guys, they keep slamming the doors. What is this? A high school production backstage? What are we doing? This is embarrassing. But I was really worried I wasn't going to be able to talk for that much longer. But here we are. So I think that's all I got. I'm going to start playing with some ideas of like a reoccurring part of the podcast that I can do each week. That like, I don't know, just something that like, because like Brittany Broski, love you, Brittany Broski. She does like her songs of the week and stuff like that. And I want to kind of do something that I can talk about. It's like the same theme each week, but then just my favorites or whatever of the week. But we'll see. I'm going to workshop something and we'll see what I come back with. But I hope you all have a fabulous week. I hope the spring weather meets you with a soft little kiss on the cheek. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it just felt right in the moment and now it feels weird. But I just hope it's nice out for everyone and you get to breathe in that fresh air. All right, have a great week and enjoy the first full week of March, everyone. This has been Oh My Lanta.